In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today, proclaiming the Word of God. We're looking at the 9th chapter of Romans, the 30th verse. What then are we to say? Gentiles who did not strive for righteousness have attained it. That's right, by grace. That is righteousness through faith, yes. They believed in Jesus. But Israel, who did strive for righteousness through the law, that is based on the law, did not succeed in fulfilling the law. Why not? Because they did not strive for it on the basis of faith. Faith, faith, faith. Grace leading to saving faith. But as it were based on works, they have stumbled over the stumbling stone. Who's that? Jesus. As it is written, "See, I am laying in Zion a stone that will make people stumble, a rock that will make them fall. And whoever believes in him will not be put to shame." Do you believe in Jesus today? Oh, I say I've got no one else but Jesus. As Sadie used to say, no one could help you but Jesus, for no one but Jesus knows how. Oh, yes. Chapter 10. My heart's desire in prayer to God for them, the Jews, that they may be saved. I can testify that they have a zeal for God, but it is not enlightened. For being ignorant of the righteousness that comes from God and seeking to establish their own righteousness, they have not submitted to God's righteousness by faith. They deny Jesus. For Christ is the end of the law. He is the fulfillment of the law. He is the end of the law, so that there may be righteousness for everyone who believes. Do you believe today? Do you believe in Jesus today? Have you given him your life? Oh, you know, it's all about Jesus. The scripture from Revelation to Genesis and from Genesis to Revelation is all about Jesus. Moses writes concerning the righteousness that comes from the law, that the person who does these things will live by them. But righteousness that comes from faith says, "Do not say in your heart, who will ascend into heaven, that is to bring Christ down, or who will descend into the abyss, that is to bring Christ up from the dead." But what it does say is, "The word is near you," yes, "on your lips and in your heart." And this word is the word of faith that we proclaim, because if you confess with your lips that Jesus is Lord, Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, "I believe in my heart that God raised Jesus from the dead," you will be saved. For one believes with the heart and so is justified, and one confesses with the mouth and so is saved. The scripture says, "No one who believes in him will be put to shame." You're not going to be put to shame if you believe in Jesus. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek. The same Lord is Lord of all and is generous to all who call upon him. For everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. But how are they to call on the one in whom they have not believed? And how are they to believe in the one whom they have never heard? And how are they to hear without someone to proclaim him? And how are they to proclaim him unless they are sent? As it is written, "How beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news." But not all have obeyed the good news, For Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed our message? Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. How we need to preach the word of God. The power of the Holy Spirit comes when we preach the word of God. Oh yes, we're not preaching about my vacation. We're not, unless I met Jesus on my vacation. I met people who love Jesus on my vacation, like I did many years ago with the people from St. Louis, the Fehrenbachs, and we got on the station in St. Louis because of them. So faith comes from what is heard, and what is heard comes through the word of Christ. Do you know that? Who doesn't preach Christ, there is no faith. Those who preach Christ, there is faith. Those who preach Jesus Christ, there is faith. But I ask, have they not heard? Indeed, they have heard, for their voice has gone all over the earth, as the apostles, and their words to the ends of the world. Again, I ask, did Israel not understand? First Moses says, I will make you jealous of those who are not a nation. Yeah, I'll make you jealous, Jews, of those who are not a nation, Gentiles. With the foolish nation, I will make you angry, Gentiles. Then Isaiah is so bold as to say, I have been found by those who did not seek me. That's true. They didn't seek him. The Jews sought the law, and they had no faith in Jesus, only a few. Let's continue. I have shown myself to those who did not ask of me. But of Israel, he says, all day long I have held out my hands to a disobedient and a contrary people. But don't worry, I'm telling you, every Jew will be saved. Yes, when the time comes for the end of the Gentiles, every Jew will be saved. Chapter 11. I ask, and has God rejected his people? By no means. I myself am an Israelite, a descendant of Abraham, a member of the tribe of Benjamin. God has not rejected his people, whom he foreknew. Do you not know what the scripture says of Elijah, how he pleads with God against Israel? Lord, they have killed your prophets, they have demolished your altars, and I alone am left, and they are seeking my life. I tell you, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But what is the divine reply to him? I have kept for myself 7,000 who did not bow their knee to Baal. So too at present time there is a remnant of Jewish people, chosen by grace. But if by grace, it is no longer by works, and no longer by the law. Otherwise grace would be no longer grace, it's a free gift. What then? Israel failed to obtain what it was seeking. The elect obtained it, but the rest were hardened, as it is written. Some did accept. There was a minority of people who accepted Jesus through the proclamation of the gospel. God gave them a sluggish spirit, this is the Jews, eyes that would not see and ears that would not hear, down to this very day. And David says, let their table become a snare and a trap, a stumbling block and a retribution for them. Let the eyes be darkened so they cannot see, and keep their backs forever bent. So I ask you, have they stumbled so as to fall? By no means. But through their stumbling, salvation has come to the Gentiles. That's us. Through the stumbling of the Jewish people not accepting and believing in Jesus, we have the Gentile people who have come to believe in Jesus. You know, are you a Gentile? That means you're not a Jew. Do you believe in Jesus? Have you given him your life? So as it to make Israel jealous, how are we to make Jewish people into Christians. We want to make them jealous that because of Christ, our lives are different. Because of Christ, we can do miracles. We want to make them jealous. Now, if their stumbling means riches for the world, that's the Gentiles, and if their defeat means riches for Gentiles, how much more will their full enclosure, inclusion mean? And they will be totally included into Christ when the time of the Gentiles is over. Now I am speaking to you Gentiles, inasmuch then as I am an apostle to the Gentiles, I glorify my ministry in order to make my own people jealous. Yes. How do you get people to come to Christ? Make them jealous. Make them jealous of what you have, that they want to have what you have, Jew or Gentile. My aunt one day said to me, I want what you have. I said, what do I have? She said, faith. I want that faith in Christ. So we prayed that Jesus would come into her heart and that he would forgive her sins. And she became a believer. Jealousy. She was a little jealous. I want what you have. I tell you, we need to know that this kind of divine jealousy is of God, that people would want what we have. For if their rejection, the Jewish people, is the reconciliation of the world, the Gentiles, what will their acceptance be but life from the dead? And if part of the dough offered as first fruits is holy, then the whole batch is holy. And if the root is holy, then the branches are holy. Who is the root? The Jews. But if some of the branches were broken off, and you, Gentiles, a wild olive shoot, were grafted in the place to share the rich root of the olive tree, do you now boast over the branches? If you do not boast, remember that it is not you that support the root, but the root, Jesus, the Jews, that support you. You will say, branches were broken off so that I might be grafted in. That's real. The branches of the Jews were broken off so that the Gentiles would be grafted in. That is true. They were broken off because of their, guess, unbelief, lack of faith. But you stand only through faith. So do not become proud, but stand in awe. For if God did not spare the natural branches, the Jews, perhaps he will not spare you. Note then that the kindness and severity of God, the severity toward those who have fallen, but God's kindness toward you, provided you continue in his kindness, otherwise you will be cut off. And even those of Israel, if they do not persist in unbelief, will be grafted in for God. That was the power of God to grasp them in again. For if you have been cut off, what is by nature a wild olive tree, and grafted contrary to nature into a cultivated olive tree, how much more will these natural branches be grafted back into their own olive tree? Much more. Oh, there's going to be a day when the time of the Gentiles ends and the Jews will come and believe in Jesus as Lord, as Messiah, as God. So then, you may not claim to be wiser than you are. I want you to understand this mystery. A hardening has come upon part of Israel until the full number of Gentiles has come in. The full number of Gentiles has come in. And so all Israel will be saved. As it is written, out of Zion will come the Deliverer. He will banish ungodliness from Jacob. And this is my concern with them. When I take away their sins, yes, by the blood of Jesus, as regards the gospel, they are enemies of God right now, but for your sake, but as regards election, they are beloved for the sake of their ancestors, for the gifts and the calling of God are irrevocable.
I tell you, God has called some of you people that have backslid, and it is time to come back to the Lord. The gifts of God and the calling of God, irrevocable. They're time to come back. I'm thinking of St. Paul. Paul said that he was prophetic from his mother's womb, even though God knew he would destroy Christians. But he was called to be a prophet from his mother's womb, just as you were once disobedient to God, but now have received mercy because of their disobedience. So they have been disobedient in order that the mercy shown to the Gentiles, they too now receive mercy. For God has imprisoned all in disobedience so that he may be merciful to all. Oh, the depth of the riches and wisdom and knowledge of God! How unsearchable are his judgments! How inscrutable are his ways! For who has known the mind of the Lord, or who has been his counselor, or who has given him a gift to receive a gift in return? For from him and through him and to him are all things. To him be glory forever and ever.
What is Paul trying to say?
Paul is trying to tell people that the root of the olive tree is still Israel. That Israel was broken off, the branches were broken off because of they didn't believe in Jesus. But as a result of them being broken off, the Gentiles were grafted into the olive tree. Then he says, one day the end of the Gentiles will come about. And what will happen? The Jews will come and be grafted in to the olive tree again. If the Gentiles, which was not part of the root, were accepted into the olive tree, how much more will the Jews be grafted in to the olive tree?
Chapter 12. I appeal to you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God.
Are you presenting your body as a living sacrifice? Which is your spiritual worship. Oh, yes. Presenting our bodies to the Lord is our spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your minds, so that you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. For by grace given to me, I say to everyone among you not to think of yourselves more highly than you ought to think. In other words, you know, who am I? God grafted me into Israel's olive tree by grace through faith. Who am I to boast? It's all a gift. It's all a gift. I can't say, well, I am a Christian and you are not. No, it's the gift of God that grafted me in because I believe in Jesus. But to think and be with sober judgment, each according to the measure of faith that God has assigned. For as in one body we have many members, and not all members have the same function, that's true, so we who are many are one body in Christ. He's the head, and individually we are members one of another. We have gifts that differ according to the grace given us. Prophecy in proportion to our faith, yes. Ministry in ministering, to teach in teaching, the exhorter in exhortation, the giver in generosity, the leader in diligence, the compassionate in cheerfulness. Let love be genuine. Hate what is evil. Hold fast to what is good. What is good? Love. Faith working through love. love one another with a mutual affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. Do not lag in zeal. Remember, the Jews had a zeal, but it wasn't a zeal of God. They had a zeal for the law. Be ardent in spirit. Serve the Lord. Rejoice in hope. Be patient in suffering. Persevere in prayer. Oh yes, persevere in prayer. I've been praying for perseverance, that God would give me perseverance, that I would run the race till the very end. Contribute to the needs of the saints. Do you do that today? Do you help those people that belong to Jesus? Extend hospitality to strangers. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse them. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be haughty, but associate with the lowly. Do not repay everyone evil for evil, but take thought of what is noble in the sight of all. If it is possible, so far as it depends on you, live peaceably with all. Yes, peaceably. My peace I give you, my peace I leave with you. Not as the world gives it, do I give it to you. Let not your hearts be troubled. Beloved, never avenge yourselves, but leave room for the wrath of God. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. No, if your enemies are hungry, feed them. If your enemies are thirsty, give them something to drink. For by doing this, you will heap burning coals on their heads. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. I tell you, if we Christians cannot be good to people, then we're not Christians. I know we're not saved by our works, but if we have been accepted into the olive tree and that the very life of God flows through us, I'm the vine, you are the branches, if we who have been grafted into the olive tree cannot show love to people, I don't know what we are. We just can't say, well, I'm a Christian. If you're a Christian, your faith has made you a Christian, but you ought to have faith working through love. Oh, yes, and even to our enemies, we are to love and forgive our enemies. Yes, we are to love and forgive our enemies. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. That's what the Christian is called to do. By faith we are saved, through grace, by grace through faith, lest not by works, lest anyone would boast, but we are called to do good works, but we are not saved by our works. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women,
and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Faith comes by hearing, hearing the Word of God. How many are being called that I'm talking to preach the Word of God so that people may come to believe that Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior? You are being called to preach. Give up your backsliding and give your life to Jesus. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.